The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Well, American Midwest Ballet gets to be a part of something very special on June 4th. There's Ballet at the Riverfront. It is a free outdoor performance by American Midwest Ballet and Ballet Des Moines. And here to talk about that, the artistic director and CEO of American Midwest Ballet, it's Erica Overturf. Erica, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, can you explain what this event is down at the Riverfront? It's free and open to the public.
Yes, it's a really exciting opportunity for us to collaborate with our friends at Ballet Des Moines to present a free outdoor performance that audiences can come and enjoy. And there's also some additional wonderful activities happening before the performance. So it'll be a really nice evening for families to get out, enjoy the outdoors, and enjoy the arts.
Well, okay, so on June 4th, which is a Thursday, the onstage program begins about 5 o'clock with some live music, and then take us through a light itinerary of the night.
Yes, so at 5 o'clock, we have a live music on stage, and we will have activities by some of our fabulous partner organizations. Omaha Symphony will be there, Omaha Performing Arts, Omaha Children's Museum, and Potawatomi Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, to name a few. And they're just going to have some really fun family activities happening. And then after that, American Midwest Ballet will be offering a free and open community class on stage for any dancers that want to get up and dance with us and get to experience some fun movement before the actual performance begins at 6:30. And that performance will include, we're going to share some of our favorite scenes from A Midsummer Night's Dream. And I know Ballet Des Moines plans to present some special scenes from their new production of Cinderella.
Oh, wow. So let me get this straight. Before I get to watch the performances, if I so chose, I can hop up on stage with you guys and learn a little the pas de deux in fifth position and all that?
That's right. You can be on stage, too. Have your moment.
Well, that's fantastic. Can you talk about what's the genesis of this? Where did this come from that we're going to have a ballet at the Riverfront? It's such a neat idea. And, you know, like you said, it's 5 to 8 o'clock. So really, the whole family can come down and enjoy this.
Well, we're really excited to have an opportunity. We've done some outdoor classes and things there at the Jean Leahy Mall, but this is actually our first time presenting a ballet performance. And that performance pavilion, the Jean Leahy Mall, is just such a beautiful space where everybody in Omaha, Council Bluffs, can come out and enjoy this kind of wonderful gathering spot for our community. It really started through a conversation between us and Ballet Des Moines. They do tour in Iowa of performances during the summer, and they talked to us about, hey, what if we did something together? And so we thought this was a great way to feature both companies and really also draw in many of our arts community partners for just what we hope will be a beautiful evening at the Riverfront.
Sure, absolutely. Can you talk about the importance to not only American Midwest Ballet, but the importance of your staff and your dancers to be able to interact with the community in a somewhat non-traditional, this is an outdoor ballet, for crying out loud, right? I mean, this is not at the Orpheum like usual or in Council Bluffs, right? I mean, this is kind of a non-traditional presentation of ballet and really a community outreach. And how important is that to your staff as well to be able to work with the community?
Well, you know, we believe that dance is for everyone. And so this is just a really great way to exercise that because it's free, it's open, all ages can come out and enjoy it. And, you know, I always think that when there's music playing, it doesn't matter if you look around, you'll see people are finding that rhythm, tapping their toe, bobbing their head. There's some innate connection there between music and movement. And, you know, dance for us, it's really about connecting with our audiences, telling a story, making them feel something. And so, what a great way to be able to connect with so many people at a free performance. We're hoping that maybe some people come out and check out the ballet that might not have seen it otherwise.
A reminder to everybody interested is since this will be outdoors, seating is on the lawn, so feel free to bring a blanket or beach towel or whatever you'd like to be able to sit on there and enjoy. And as mentioned, admission and all the festival activities are free, so simply pack up the family, bring a couple of blankets, and come on down to Ballet at the Riverfront. It's June 4th, which is a Thursday, and it starts at 5 o'clock p.m. For information, you can go to amballet.org. She is Erica Overturf. She's the Artistic Director and CEO of American Midwest Ballet. What a great opportunity and gift to the community.
Thanks. We're really excited about it and hope to see a lot of people there.